This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I just know what I can do. You know, at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. The world already is moving out of the way to where people are scared to take risks, but it's not a risk. I know what I believe in. I lean on my faith. I lean on God. God is real to me. So I know what I can do. I work my ass off every single offseason. I work my ass off every single season. And I just know it. I'm the type of player that's going to show it. I just got to get in the right system. And I kind of slept on it, kind of going in, thinking that kind of didn't abide. You know, maybe that you got players in sometimes not the best systems who can turn it around, but it does take all 11. You know, it definitely takes all 11.
Elijah Moore.
He's on the Bills.
Will be the Bills wide receiver what this year?
Ooh. Boy. Four.
Final? Pass catcher.
Yeah, I know. Right. And that's fourth on the list of pass catchers on the Bills last year was like 20-some catches.
31.
Probably. 31.
Mac Hollins, Curtis Samuel tied. Does that surprise you that Curtis Samuel had as many as Mac Hollins? 31?
I guess. Yeah, I guess in the end it does. So am I I'm signing up for 30 catches. If I say receiver four, I mean, who's he going to catch more than? Palmer? I don't think so. Shakir? No.
Kincaid? No.
Kincaid? Better? No. It better be a no. Then
Cook?
Yeah, I don't know.
Samuel even? Who's more relevant, Samuel or Elijah Moore?
I wonder that since they signed Moore has felt like it could be. And look, I'm just feeling around here. It's May, all right? That could be a one or the other thing to
room
me.
For one guy?
Yeah. Like I think there's enough duplication there. And not say anything about the rest of the receiving corps, which there's also plenty of that already. But I think Moore just sort of adds to it. It was like the one thing that you could raise your hand and say when they, you know, when he was visiting and then he ultimately pretty quickly he turned around and signed him. Like, okay, but it's another guy who, sure, okay, so snap share. It's a little more varied than you think. He's not exactly pigeonholed as a slot guy, Moore. But it's probably where most people would tell you he's makes the most sense to want to use him. And you can say that about how many of the Bills receivers.
All of them.
Right? So,
pretty much. Coleman, it's not even a joke. Coleman, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Big slot.
Bills
said no.
It's just not going to happen.
Samuel, sure. Yes. Yep. Shakir, definitely.
Kincaid.
Moore. Kincaid is same, right?
Right.
F wide receiver.
So, it's... I just want, like, if Samuel steps wrong again in the summer and there's a, you know, whatever it is, you know, it's an ankle or a toe or a quad or whatever. He's got something that's bothering him. I think he should be looking over his shoulder big time. I just think Moore is, if nothing less, Moore is, or if nothing more than this, I didn't want to say
it's
more.
It's tricky now,
Moore.
Right? Moore. His name is Moore.
he's Samuel insurance to some extent. I think because if something were to happen and Curtis Samuel decided tomorrow, I'm done playing football, I can't do this anymore. You're like, well, I've got Elijah Moore here.
Palmer, I didn't mention when thinking about whether they all would be best suited for the slot. Palmer, I don't think is. So he's one that right. I wouldn't say that about.
Okay.
Hollins is gone. Wouldn't say that about him. Cooper is not back. I wouldn't say that about him.
Right.
But of the guys they have, all of them except Palmer, I think, are probably in a vacuum your slot receiver.
So I just don't think all those guys have to make the team. You know, I think you could live in a world where your five are on game day. Maybe there's a sixth one who hangs around and doesn't get a uniform necessarily on game day. But you've got Palmer, Shakir, Coleman, one of Samuel or Elijah Moore, and who am I leaving out here?
I don't know. We have these conversations, and I feel like every time one doesn't get mentioned, and they all kind of sound the same. Put them in any order you want. Organizational incentives with Coleman and Kincaid, like bigger investments.
You know, it really depends on what they're going to do with a guy like say Chenault.
We're talking.
Or if they want to leave some room for anyone to be a surprise. If the Terrell Shavers of the world, okay? But really, the five guys I just mentioned are the top five guys on the depth chart. So, you know, maybe Samuel, somebody from the back would have to really work to displace one of those five guys. Because the top five are the names that I mentioned. So maybe they don't have to choose between Moore or Samuel. But from a body type standpoint, wouldn't you maybe want to hang on to a bigger guy to have him around to do what Coleman's doing for you if something happens to Coleman or Palmer? You know, so it could get crowded. And that's where the duplicate point – what a segment this has been. I had an opinion. I talked myself out of it, and I've talked myself right back out of it again.
Back into it again.
Right. Sorry. I don't know, out or in. I'm so confused.
More or less.
It's a long holiday weekend.
Coleman, Palmer, Samuel.
In recovery here. But
it's the Bills receiver room in a microcosm here.
Right.
It's a nutshell.
Right.
It's like everything's confusing. The order is different every day. They're all, I mean, the draft capital investment is fine, a fine point in terms of Coleman and Kincaid, but the other guys all got paid pretty well.
Yeah.
Shakir, definitely. Shakir's not really a question. But, and Moore is almost 4 years younger than Curtis Samuel, by the way,
mm-hmm.
even though he's been in the league.
Yeah.
Just turned 25.
Yeah.
So he's got that in his favor. I don't know.
I got to work to not be down on Samuel because of the way the season went.
He had a good playoff.
He did finish strong. Yeah, that's what I need to remember, is that he finished strong. The problem is that it came after months of often when in conversation about them, it taking me reading his name on the injury report to remember he's on the team. And I work here. Like that happened to me.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On a more than it should have basis. I won't say a regular basis because I knew Curtis Samuel was on the team intellectually, but like it was easy to kind of forget about him.
Yes, it was.
But he did finish strong, and there's reason I think to think like, oh, okay, he was finally healthy, and you got a glimpse of it, and it was pretty effective. Maybe with a clean runway and a clean bill of health, he can stay healthy, and we get that.
Had a good playoff, which is what you got from me just then. It means this. 3 for 68 in a touchdown against Denver. There was that big one. 2 for 9 against Baltimore. 1 for 4 and a touchdown against Kansas City. Not massive.
That's six catches.
More than Coleman.
I don't think that's even good.
No, it's 2 touchdowns right. Is what it is. Right. And in the meaningless Patriot game, he went 7 for 52. 5 for 58 and 1 against Kansas City. In the win in the regular season was his best game. Samuel. Underdogfantasy.com has pick'ems, and they have an over-under. They don't call it over-under. High or lower. I need to remember this for tomorrow because I'm doing Matthew Collar's podcast tomorrow, and it's Underdog-sponsored. It's very important.
You want to have the lingo down for them.
They're not over-unders at Underdog. It's more of like a casino term, I guess. For some reason, they don't call it that. High or lower. Higher or lower number of starts this year by Shedeur Sanders? Want to guess the numbers? You're good at these. What line would have been set?
I don't know if I'm good at these.
For how many games he starts for Cleveland? Or if you rather, like, what would you guess he would? How much would he start? Want to take it from like what I would do is take it from that standpoint.
I'm going to say they set the number at 4.5.
2.5.
Ooh.
Well, Bulldogs in on higher for Shedeur Sanders.
I gotta go bet. Where is that again?
Underdog Fantasy. Use your account. You already have an account.
Yeah, sure.
At Underdog.
Yeah. Facial recognition and all that. They know who I am.
The schnauzer is up. The pug is up.
They see me coming.
The pug is up today. You know I'm on that. I have a pug.
You gotta be in the pug.
I'm glad, like, one of the big ones, like, well, the big dog is one of their bigger contests, the Rottweiler, one of these. I'm glad I don't have a bigger dog because that's like a higher entry fee. A pug is sort of a modest entry fee.
Befitting the name. Yeah, okay.
Not quite on the mini schnauzer level, but still, affordable. 2.5 starts for Shedeur Sanders. I'm very curious, like I think we all are, like just how the Browns play it at quarterback with two rookies, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. I think anything is possible. Anything is possible there. Week one. They have the Bengals in week one. Really, they could do... It's not going to be Dylan Gabriel, right?
No.
He's not going to start. That's not possible?
And I don't think it's going to be Shedeur Sanders either.
Okay, well, probably not.
So
start with the veteran.
I would guess Flacco. I would expect him to look, if they're going to do it based on who looks best in practice, I'll bet Flacco is going to look the best in practice. So I think he'll win the job. And I hope he beats the Bengals.
Yes, I guess.
I'm not worried about the Browns too much. And I think you got reason to be worried about the Bengals. So ding them with a loss to the lousy Browns.
Good. And unless you have changed your mind, you're not taking them. That's not going to be your survivor pick. The Giants in Washington was going to be your survivor pick, right?
I don't remember now.
You have time.
Okay, good.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
3.5 months almost. 100 days.
Well, there you go.
You have 100 days. It's less than 3.5 months. You have one. Today is 100 days from the opening game.
Hey, what's a unit of measure to signify the passing of time that no one ever uses? I got it. 100 days. Great. Let's get some graphics made up and get that all over the TV today.
It feels like more.
It always does.
It feels like it should be more than 100 days away. It just turned nice. Like, it's summer now.
Yeah.
And already we're counting down the days to fall.
Well, we're not really. Someone is.
No, that's right. You and I are not.
I'm not.
We're not. There's not going to be any, it's 99 days away.
We're mentioning it today out of a professional obligation.
100 days.
That's it.
I remembered. I was trying to estimate the amount of time. I remembered today is 100 days. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6. Lots of hockey to talk about. The playoffs resume tonight out west, Dallas at Edmonton, game four. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.